You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. A federal appeals panel in the Ninth Circuit has upheld a lower court's ruling against an executive order by President Donald Trump. That order temporarily banned people of seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. The three-judge panel suggested the executive order did nothing to make the nation safer and that the Trump administration didn't present any evidence that people from the seven countries were a threat to the U.S. Duad Waleed is an executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations in Michigan. So what's your reaction to this ruling?
We welcome the ruling of the Ninth Circuit in which those three judges unanimously ruled to block the Trump executive order in relationship to the lower court ruling. I think this sends a powerful message that there were not just civil rights groups such as CARE, the ACLU, who had filed this motion that went to the court, but that this was a lawsuit that was filed by two states within our country that showed clearly the violation of the Establishment Clause, as well as the harm that it was doing to American institutions such as businesses and universities in terms of this, what we believe to be unconstitutional order by Mr. Trump.
So the president, Mr. Trump, tweeted in all caps, "See you in court." The reports are he's outraged. He's furious about this ruling. I'm just wondering, how quickly do you expect this to work through the court system?
I'm sure the Department of Justice will probably file an appeal and that this will end up going to the Supreme Court regarding this temporary injunction. But keep in mind that the Council on American Islamic Relations filed a suit, which I'm one of the plaintiffs, is actually challenging the Trump executive order, not long-term, and was not a lawsuit filing or seeking a temporary injunction. So this issue may be adjudicated somewhat quickly if it makes the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court obviously has the discretion to not hear the case and to basically affirm the lower court's ruling. But the longer court ruling or the longer lawsuit that we filed probably will take years to adjudicate itself fully through the courts of law. So we're going to be dealing with this issue probably for a while in the courts.
How closely are immigrants in those seven countries following what's happening?
They're following things very closely. This ban has made international news, and there are people who reside right here in Michigan, both in the western part of the state and southeastern Michigan, who have family members in those seven affected countries. And we had encouraged people last week in community meetings, and we have one tonight as well as tomorrow night, where we are encouraging community members who have family members with visas to expedite their travel to the United States of America immediately, because this is a very fluid situation. And who knows, if this goes to the Supreme Court may not uphold the lower court's ruling and may actually affirm the Trump executive order. So we really don't know, and this is why we are encouraging people to get their family members to America as soon as possible.
You know, the Trump administration, and for that matter, most journalists, are not calling this a Muslim ban because it does not restrict immigration from the many other countries that are majority Muslim. What do you think about that term, Muslim ban?
Oh, we call it a Muslim exclusion order because that's exactly what it is. It's an exclusion order or a ban, and this is why the courts and civil rights organizations have challenges according to violation of the Establishment Clause. When Mr. Trump says that he wants to ban immigrants or refugees from seven Muslim-majority countries and then puts forth a clause or an exception for religious minorities, which really means Christians, it is, in fact, a Muslim ban. It is just done in a very slick way. And Rudy Giuliani actually confessed that he helped craft the language or helped craft the order so that it would serve the purpose of banning Muslims with language that did not overtly say ban Muslims. So it is very evident that it is a Muslim ban.
Dawood Waleed is executive director of the Council on American Islamic Relations in Michigan. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.